Chapter 10. The Death of Porthos. Aramis and Porthos watched D'Artagnan return to his ship, and then went to their room in the fort. After a short time, they heard shouts outside. "To arms! To arms!" They looked out of the window and saw many people with muskets running to the beach. Aramis and Porthos ran with them. When they got to the beach, they saw many small boats filled with soldiers coming towards the island.
"The soldiers are coming to fight. D'Artagnan's plan didn't work," Aramis told Porthos.
Then he turned to the islanders and shouted,
"Let's fight, everyone! Follow us!"
After a long battle, the soldiers ran to their boats and left. The islanders were very happy, but suddenly they heard the sound of cannons on the other side of the island.
"It was a trick," Aramis cried. "While we were fighting the soldiers on this side of the island, other soldiers were attacking the other side."
The islanders were frightened.
"What should we do?" they asked Aramis. "You must do what I say, or the soldiers will kill you," Aramis answered. "Fouquet was taken to the Bastille 3 days ago. This is the king's island now, and you must serve the king. Now go to your houses."
The islanders obeyed Aramis and returned to their homes.
"The people of Belle Isle are safe now," Aramis told Porthos, "and I've got a plan for our escape. I've already made some of the preparations. There's a cave on the island. One entrance to the cave is not far from here, and there's another entrance at the back of the cave. This entrance is on the beach and is hidden by bushes. Three of the islanders are hiding inside the cave, near this entrance, with a boat. It's a strong boat, and there's food and water in it. We'll push the boat into the sea and escape to Spain. I've also put a barrel of explosives inside the cave. If the soldiers find the cave, we'll light the explosives and the explosion will close the entrance. Let's go there now."
Aramis and Porthos ran to the cave, and together all five men started to push the boat towards the entrance on the beach. Suddenly they heard shouts. There were soldiers inside the cave. Aramis and Porthos ran towards the front of the cave.
"We must stop these soldiers quickly," Aramis told Porthos. "If they find us here, they'll kill us."
The cave had two rooms. There was a dark, narrow passage from the first room to the second room. Porthos and Aramis hid behind some rocks near the entrance to the second room. Porthos took a heavy rock in his hand. When the first soldier tried to come into the second room, Porthos hit him on the head with the rock. The soldier fell down, dead. The next soldier tried to enter, and Porthos hit him on the head too. Porthos killed 10 men in this way. Then the soldiers started to shoot into the cave. Pieces of rock fell on Porthos and Aramis. They ran quickly to the back of the cave.
"Here's the barrel of explosives, Porthos," Aramis said, "and here's a match. Take the match, light the barrel of explosives, and throw it at the entrance to the cave. The explosion will stop the soldiers. I'm going to help my men get the boat into the sea. I'll wait for you on the beach."
Aramis ran to the hidden entrance at the back of the cave. Porthos lit the explosives and threw the barrel. It exploded. Rocks fell everywhere, and the entrance was closed. Porthos started to run to the back of the cave, but a very big rock fell on him.
"Help me!"
he shouted loudly. Aramis heard the shout and ran into the cave.
"Porthos! Porthos!" he cried,
but Porthos was already dead. The three men pulled Aramis out of the cave and helped him into the boat. Soon the boat was traveling towards Spain. Aramis watched the island for a long time. He was crying.